I'm Julie Slater with 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I am here with the band Sports Team. I've got Alex Rice and also Rob Nags with me. You guys are a six-piece, so we got a little a fraction of you guys. You just performed some songs. The latest album is Gulp. Check it out. I guess my first question, why Sports Team? Was one of you a sports anchor or something I read? Is that true on the internet?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Henry was a, Henry used to cover judo for CNN, actually, in the UK.
Oh, wow. Does that, so was that an influence on the band name? Or?
None of us are super sporty. I think it was more like the team dynamic to it that was key. But yeah, Henry used to work for CNN, but he covered the sort of all the very minor sports for like I think he was desperate to do sort of football or tennis or something like that. But it was like, all right, it's the big judo meet, here we go. Like, I'm Henry Young reporting back from like
Does he still do any on the side?
I think he's a bit of a hobbyist now.
Yeah, he does
bits and pieces.
I think also we just like bands like Pavement, you know, those kind of the American slacker California thing. We were like, oh yeah, sounds very anti-college, you know.
That is funny that you're not very sporty, but I was thinking like if it was up at a pub, like, oh, sports team live tonight, it's almost like free beer, come get it.
It's that thing you talk about, like the US, we like it because you do have that kind of college slacker thing, you know, sort of, that they don't really have in the UK, but we think it's great.
So I was playing some of your music for my boyfriend and I thought this was funny. We're driving and he's like, this kind of feels like circus fun, upbeat music. And I thought, just from what I read about you guys, I thought that would be something, like you'd be like, hell yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, like, I think that's
like,
right.
When did you guys join the circus? Because you guys are so fun, even though you deal with some heavy topics. I know this album, Gulp, is a lot about death, but you're just like always upbeat. How do you do it?
We seemed mega fun today. I think we've all been a bit like, oh, I'm so tired. how do we do it? I think because we want to be in a band to play live, basically, and that's what we like doing. And I think it's all the sounds have always come from playing live and what will work. And also just we never necessarily knew how to use studios particularly well and stuff. And we're not trained musicians or anything like that. So a lot of it was just sort of distract from the fact we couldn't quite play a part or I couldn't really hit a note. I mean, my voice is quite abrasive at times, I think. So you do a dance and you do a sort of ringmaster thing and people talk about that rather than the fact that most of the set wasn't in tune.
I've always thought when you go to see a band, it's really about seeing if they're having a good time.
Yeah. No, I think we definitely have a good time. And it's like, it's all pretty organic. I don't think we ever really expected to be in a band. It happens so gradually. We're all kind of just friends who played music together. You know, the first thing you do is like, oh, get a guitar off the wall, so I have a little strum, knock about some songs, and stuff just happens.
And then all of a sudden you're on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is great. I think it's the most, it's just fun. Being in a band is really good. I think like, if you start getting sad about going to LA and driving around and going on radio and stuff, it's kind of like, maybe don't do it, but it is
the
best thing in the world.
Yeah, you're pretty tired of life if that's your view. I mean, this is great. Like, we're out in LA staying in the Hollywood Hills. It's amazing.
We tried, what was the Panda restaurant?
Panda Express.
Panda Express.
Last night. Oh. That was quite
great.
A healthy one though, I think. Yeah, I think people get, you can get super greens.
I mean, it could be tasty, but yeah, I don't know if healthy. What did you get? Did you get like any kind of chicken?
Orange chicken.
Yeah, orange chicken's are a big deal.
Well, the one they always say is popular, the walnut shrimp, but that seems, I don't know, just doesn't seem like it'd agree with you. Getting walnut shrimp. I don't know, you don't get walnut shrimp from like a chain Chinese takeaway, right?
That's funny. I've had walnut shrimp before. It's
good.
Pretty tasty, yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll try it. There's one outside, isn't there? We're sort of planning lunch. There's that, or what else have you got on this campus? There's Pollo Loco. Is that any good?
I've actually never been there.
Yeah?
Yeah, these are all like fast food. Like, you come to LA, I'm a little disturbed that you're just hitting the fast food places.
It's also like the most the most college thing in the world. There's like a coffee shop on this campus as well. Freudian Sip. We were like, we kind of like grunted when we saw that. Yeah, it's fun here. It's nice.
And you guys met in university at Cambridge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were you going to school for there?
I did history.
I did anthropology.
Are your parents disappointed that you became a band?
Quietly.
Well, I think it's funny when you talk to your parents because, like, I guess mine and Rob's at least are pretty like professional, like straight down the middle sort of people who. I just don't think they're very supportive, but I don't think there's any kind of point of reference for them about bands, you know? Like, my dad will be like, oh, yeah, we saw a covers band down at the Bull the other day. It's like they passed a hat round, you know? It's like, enjoy tour kind of thing.
So it must be wild, though, for them to, oh, so you guys are going on tour, you're making money playing this music. Are they freaking out about it?
They love it though. They come to the gigs in London and stuff. They really love it.
They come to shows.
Yeah.
They come to shows and they get a bit too excited. But I think it's like, I think you kind of want your parents almost to be that classic, you know, parent who's like, go get a real job. But actually I think our parents just sadly super supportive and lovely about the whole thing. And you're like, you know, maybe we need a bit more edge from this. But, you know, I don't know. But yeah, they come to gigs and you just see them at the back and you're like, oh no, no, no. And they're getting closer and closer towards the stage. But Alex's mum sort of wades into the mosh pits. And
she likes a drink.
Do you guys ever feel nervous at shows? Like, is there a certain crowd that makes you nervous? Is it a huge crowd? Is it a tiny crowd? Are you guys really nervous right now?
Oh, this is quite intense.
He's fiddling with his paper.
This is very intense. But I feel like you've got that great demeanor for an interview as well, where you can kind of sit back and like give people enough rope, you know? Let me speak for long enough to say something awful.
Yeah, let's get to it.
But yeah, we're relaxed. I think that the nervous ones, like, it's never the big ones. I think when you know you're going to have 5,000 people there or whatever, like, singing the songs back to you, that's amazing. That's not scary. It's scary that these kind of shows, like, first few times we're coming to the US and trying to break it, is terrifying. When you kind of five people, chat to them all at the end, that feels scary.
Do you remember the first place you played in the US?
Maybe it was Babies All Right in New York or something like that. Could have been. I feel like it probably would have been New York. It was probably South By, actually. South By Southwest, you kind of think. I feel like it's the first thing a lot of English fans
do,
at least.
Yeah, it was South By.
Yeah, so it's pretty
amazing. I think we played a cafe. We played an Amy Winehouse tribute show in a cafe, which we thought was in South By. It was actually quite far away from South By. And it was just a lot of people having sort of nice, like, salad lunches. And then we were sort of walked on stage by this guy who was like, well, this is, do you want to say anything? He was on the side, do you want to say anything in tribute to Amy Winehouse? And he was like, what's happening here? Like, what is happening? And then we went on stage and still are like, sort of fast and quite loose, like, punk set to this group of sort of mourning Amy Winehouse fans.
So light the candles at the end.
Yeah, I don't think really was the vibe they were looking for, but.
That's funny. So you didn't know it was some type of tribute? Did you do an Amy Winehouse song?
No, we couldn't really play any covers.
Yeah.
And that's sort of why we didn't become a covers band originally.
Yeah.
I don't think we had the talent, the raw talent for that.
I mean, some of them, you know, I lived on Long Island for a little while and there were some top cover bands. Some people diss cover bands, but like really good ones. I saw a Rush cover band once and it just made me realize how much Rush is amazing.
Yeah,
you know, like for people to be able to mimic that is kind of crazy. Do you guys ever do covers on tour?
Yeah, we do.
We did one. We did the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian, on the last tour. Yeah, that was good.
I saw some post, it was a while ago, something about Barack Obama and that song, like he put it on a list.
Yeah, he
somehow
put
you guys
list.
Put it, like maybe he saw your show.
No, yeah, well, you never know.
It was a joke about it.
More likely, I'm surprised not to see Wet Leg on that, to be honest. But like, it's a good song. They're a great band. Like the one we kind of got into looking at them a little bit. And so is it Manic Monday?
That's the other big one.
Like Prince wrote that. I had no idea.
Yeah. He's behind some pretty cool songs. I guess we should talk about your album, Gulp. So it's actually really, there's a lot of some death in there. What's going on, guys? This is a great quote. This record, I think, is really fun, but everyone keeps asking if I'm okay.
I think we wrote a lot of songs and it was sort of, ended up picking a lot of songs that were thematically about death. I guess we're kind of writing it over COVID. So that probably crept in from there. But no, I love all that kind of like, I think there's lots of English songs that are kind of dark and depressing. Lots of the Beatles songs and like Always Look on the Bright Side of Life from Monty Python, which are kind of like very upbeat, jaunty songs that are ultimately very dark and depressing. There's this guy called Jake Thackeray, who I love in the UK, who kind of, again, writes in that sort of English folk style where it's very like, almost like comic relief songs. You think it's just like, you know, when I'm cleaning windows, but there's actually like lots and lots of very dark sort of jokes and dark imagery in it. So I guess it was just seeping in from that.
It's kind of your one song, the older song, Here's the Thing.
Mm.
You know, like originally you're like, if you smile enough, then everybody smiles. So I mean, like the first time you hear this song, you're like, oh, that's so great. And then you're like, by the way, this is all lies.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you guys smile all the time. So it seems
like. None of us smiles with us.
Yeah.
You're smiling alone. Is that the next album title?
Yeah,
we smile alone.
Well, I think we kind of got a bit frustrated when we first started making music because we saw a lot of bands around us who just took themselves sort of so seriously. You know, it's like get up on stage and pout, wear all black, and sort of treat yourself as like keep calling yourself a poet. You know, it seems a key part of it. And I think so. We always had this like, you know, we're just like a group of mates. It's like you want to have a laugh. Like being a band's the greatest thing in the world. And then I think if you see that, people are like, oh, well, maybe the music's like that as well. Maybe it's kind of not serious. It's got a bit of a sense of humour to it. But I think, as you say, the music does have quite a lot of message in there.
Yeah, and it's kind of juxtaposed with the vibe that's like, yeah. How about, okay, you played a couple other songs. Tell me about The Game, like what that song is about for you guys and how you wrote it.
I think that was, we started out sort of just playing together in a room and like, you know, playing D and A and E as chords, and that song, we added G on the end, so it's sort of...
You got a little crazy in
it. Yeah, you got a little crazy, but I think it feels very like the sort of songs we used to write when we were kind of starting out, and you'd go and, you know, sit in someone's bedroom and just play as fast as you could on like an acoustic guitar. I feel like probably it was the song we always thought about least when we were writing. It just felt very kind of natural and easy, and you have like a nice chorus where you all start yelling, and then it goes back into the verse, which is just very fast.
You guys have a really nice harmony. Makes you guys, you know, besides the fun of it all, like you guys sound so great together.
Together,
so,
it makes one complete voice. if only even one of us had it. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. Well, I think we've sort of wound up always just singing together. We just love it.
That's nice, isn't it?
Do you break into song a lot while you're driving?
Sometimes.
It's quite like a severe atmosphere in the van and the bus, I think, usually. It's kind of rage.
Does anyone throw a shoe at you and say, like, stop it, I'm trying to sleep?
Sometimes.
Well, we've started using these in-ears now, so if you've got a mic, like, everyone else can hear it, and you can kind of tap into people's channels, and people don't like it when we make jokes on that. That's to be quite like a... quite recitally. We had a rehearsal last night. It was obviously very late and everyone's quite jet lagged. I think I might have told too many jokes, which people didn't enjoy.
Okay, what about the song, The Drop? It starts off, oh, Katie died, waiting for the right time to retire. Is this about a real person you know?
No, I don't think so. I think it's kind of an amalgamation of people you know.
Who aren't, like, they're waiting for something to happen before they do what they want to do.
Well, I guess a lot of young people at the moment, I think, feel that I'm sure it's the same in the US as it is in the UK. You have this kind of social contract, which is like, all right, you start working, and you probably makes for a better life for you, right? You get a house and you have a family, whatever it is. And I think there's a lot of people that feel pretty disenchanted by that at the moment when you do what you're supposed to do, you do the right things, and don't get anything out of it at the end.
Yeah, I know. People got to... go for it. People are scared.
Yeah.
Maybe if they listen to your music more.
Then we could live the dream.
Yeah, that's right. So tonight's your first show on this since coming to the US right now. How long? You're playing Gold Diggers in LA.
Yeah.
Where, like, how long are you playing out?
We're doing a few of our own shows. We're in Berkeley on Monday. And then we're doing a few dates at a band called Sunroom as well, who we're looking forward to meeting. That'll be fun. And we're doing, again, around Canada too, doing a festival called Rifflandia, which sounds about right. So like Iggy Pop and Paris Hilton are on either side of us, I think, which would be amazing. Yeah, we're really excited.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming by. Let me put up the new album, Gulp. It is Sports Team. It's been really fun having you. Thanks for coming by and playing these songs. Really fun. And
have a great tour. Thanks for having
us. Yeah, thanks a lot. Good to meet you.
You too.
Clean my shit so there's something in my teeth that I can find. Can find, can find, can find. is a thing.
If you're smart enough, then everybody smiles.
It's a thing.
If you work a little harder, you'll get by.
It's a thing.
You can trust a man who wears a suit and tie.
So there's lies, 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 lies. It's a thing.
If your parents work through anything, it's yours.
It's a thing.
If you're hard to get by, then that's your fault.
It's a thing.
Everything in life is fair, that's the rules. It's so there's lies, 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 lies. So you just close your eyes, then everything's alright. If you just close your eyes, then everything's alright. Hey, Mara, son, everything's alright. It's all just...
Oh, here's the thing.
Your web is matches all the luxury you buy.
Here's the thing.
The world will be okay if you stop taking flight.
Here's the thing.
If it changed the way you eat, you'll never die. It's all just
lies, 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 lies.
Companies care for the people they employ.
Here's the thing.
Discrimination doesn't happen anymore.
Here's the thing.
But working hard, you know, it's better for your soul. It's all just
lies, lies, lies. And
if you just close your eyes, then everything's alright. If you just close your eyes, then everything's alright. Hey, Ma, I wrote a song, now everything's alright. It's all just...
SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound, hosted by Julie Slater. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.